Welcome back to the Of Steam, Steel, and Murder hiatus feed. Tonight is another Deadlands Tales from the Shattered Coast, Part 2 to Episode 6. Do stay tuned next week for a conversation that was held with the Steam, Steel, and Murder crew about the direction of the next season. That's right, gang, a new season of SSM is around the corner. Until then, enjoy Deadlands Tales from the Shattered Coast, Episode 6, Part 2. And the recording's back too. Okay. So, burning buildings, dynamite, oil, what are you gonna do about it?
Honestly,
if you peek into the building, where the dynamites are, yeah. You count 50, 60 crates of dynamite.
Then that's not gonna happen. Where's the Washitech building?
Well, there's several. What particular type of building are you looking for?
I'm looking for the admin building.
Sure, that's easy enough. It's the nice white building up there on the hill. It's got glass.
I'm going to run in there, see if there's, like, I don't know, a safe or something where they might keep the papers, grab all that stuff, and skedaddle.
Well, first of all, the door has already been busted down. It's kind of awash with blood. You find the lower half of a poor young man in the doorway. Upper half is missing. Place is a bloody mess, but relatively intact otherwise. There is a filing cabinet there. Got a lock on it.
I'd just bust the lock off or shoot.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure. There's a lot of paperwork in there.
I grab as much as I could that looks important, and deeds, you know, stuff like that, and snatch them up.
All right. What are you directing your men to do while you do this? Are you still having them look around for people that might be alive?
Yeah, anyone who might be alive, search all the buildings.
Okay.
And if we find no one, then we go back to our trackers and see what they found.
Okay. So just to be clear, you're not doing anything about the fire.
I mean, there's 60 crates of dynamite. There's not much to be done there, is there? I mean, there are fires. They're out of control.
Jibadiah might... One of the NPCs might have a clue about this bird in case you're trying to get somewhere. Jibadiah is the foreman. Might actually have some idea about what to be doing around the dynamite. It's probably had to handle before.
Sure. Jebediah's conscious speaks there, and he runs for... They've got a well system, water pump, and he's trying to get people together to limber out hoses. he catches your eye as you're going to buy there, Gideon says, there's enough dynamite in there to take out all of perdition with us.
That's not true. That's not true at all.
Dude, one crate is about 50 sticks of dynamite.
Yeah.
That's 500 sticks of dynamite.
In a
it's a place that's got lots of metal around that's going to be thrown around like shrapnel.
Yeah, it's a few tons of TNT. We'll survive it. If he wants to.
Okay. Well, that's what they'll be doing as you're gathering your paperwork and such.
That's what I'd be doing too if I was not tracking. Now he's got God on his side. He doesn't care. I mean, if he dies, you just go see God. Hi, God. How you doing?
Right. Okay. So yeah, this is going to take up some time as you're, you know, checking out for the live bodies. You got all the paperwork that you can find gathered up. These guys have found, a mass of these, critters heading towards town. They seem to have broken up into several groups. Meanwhile, back in town, you have the mad Chinaman under control there, Sheriff. Mm-hmm. And, what do you wish to do? And, Sarah, as I also mentioned, you kind of had the lingering scent on the air as you were coming down, the main street there on Daly Street.
How long has it been dark, about?
An hour.
An hour, right. Okay, first thought was to ride through downtown, shooting up in the air, yelling out, the Redskins are coming. But, thought that might be in bad taste, so.
Does it smell like it was coming from the graveyard?
Not particularly, no. Once again, it was really faint on the air. It's not enough that you can really trace it back anywhere with. It's like maybe some of these things passed by in the street.
Okay. I am actually going to ride through town, shooting in the air, calling out to arms. Thinking about how much time has passed and the fact that we're dealing with intelligent beings.
Right. Give me an intimidation.
The British are coming.
Yes.
If you're trying to persuade them or otherwise, I'd ask for something else, but intimidation seems to fit for fright.
Yeah, I don't think he has intimidation, though.
I do.
Ooh. Oh.
Oh. Nice. Okay, yeah. Since it's actually been quiet the last night because of cracking down on everything, all the successful gunfire in the street, actually several noses peek outside to see what's going on. They see you standing in the middle of the street, shooting off your gun, and you're yelling, what?
To arms. I'm riding. Okay, I'm actually riding through the street so I can cover the street.
Well, there's a hue and cry that lets up, and people are saying, Sheriff says we got troubles! And a lot of people are going for the guns.
Good.
So, Sarah, you hear all of this as well down the street there. Actually, you got a good line of sight to where all this is going on.
Am I at the Opera House yet?
You're at the Opera House.
Okay. Anything strange going on there?
People are starting to wonder what's going on. Someone's yelling out, to arms. Give me a notice roll. Sweet! All right, so you're watching these people kind of turn around and rubberneck to see what's going on, and then just out of the corner of your eye, you see someone just like, they're standing, they're looking, and then suddenly, they're gone. And you look around to your right, and you see someone else. It looks like they're just yanked down into the crowd. And you're noticing these people just being yanked out of the crowd.
I yell out, we're under attack, get the guns.
A lot of people are panicking now, and so we got a horde of people running out of the Opera House there.
Okay.
All right, what do you do? Are you joining the horde of people running away, or?
Yeah, they're all leaving the Opera House, or they're running onto 3rd Avenue?
They're basically going down Daly Street there.
Okay.
They're running away from the Opera House into the main part of town. Some guys are starting to come out to join the sheriff, looking a little uneasy. They're armed, though.
Okay, I'm going to run back. Sorry, Richard. I'm going to run back and grab my shotgun and head over towards where the sheriff is at.
Okay, so you're running away with the crowd, too, trying to get back to the Cliff Watch Hotel, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Sarah, would you please make me a, let's see here. Actually, we'll go with your notice roll. And so this isn't a surprise. There are definitely ghouls, running with the pack of people. They appear to be dressed differently. They have thrown off their Indian dress. Some of them are just wearing kind of rags. Some of them have like miners' clothing thrown over their bodies. And they're just bringing people down as they, run away. One of them is just going to try and, grab you as well there.
I'm going to try very hard to not let him.
Right. So let's see who, will get the initiative on that then. Add you to the tracker here. And, okay, there we go. Dink. Okay, fortunately, the pack of ghouls do get to go first. Here is the initiative there. Several of them in the crowd here. One of them is going to go for you, Sarah.
Okay.
I'm going to try and bring you down.
I'm going to shoot at it with my derringer.
It misses. The other four are just attacking the people in the crowd, so I'm not going to do anything with them. So go ahead. You can give the guy a shot that's trying to grab onto you.
Ack. Not again. Okay.
Okay, that's particularly nasty because you do have a crowd of people running around you.
I'm going to use my, let's see, if I use a red chip,
gives me a chip. If you want to do it, that allows you to add a d6, but that's not what you want because you rolled a 1 on your trait roll. You actually need to reroll that. So you can use the red as a reroll if you want, or use a white as a roll.
If I use my card that adds 1d6 to my trait roll, that would just add a d6 to my trait roll.
Does it say it adds it to the roll? If it says it adds it to the trait roll, it's not going to get rid of that natural 1 you rolled. So you're still going to end up possibly hitting somebody in the crowd.
It says play to add 1d6 to any trait roll. So I'm going to use the red trip as a reroll. Yep. Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Okay. Well, you miss, but you don't potentially hit anyone in the crowd. He did not get a hold of you though. If you wanted to, you can move as part of your action too. So if you want to have, shoot and run, not run, but move away, you do that.
That's what I want to do. Shoot, move away from him.
All right. Sounds good. You miss, Sheriff, you hear the shot ring out and you see the crowd of people running out from the Opera House there as well.
Everybody, the town's under attack. Groups of 6. They may already be amongst the town.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway.
Sure. It's a lot of the people tried to partner up, and they're not quite sure what they're shooting at. They see a lot of panicked people running, but they're not quite sure what to look for. I'm going to add you guys to the initiative now, too.
Yeah, I'll be scanning around looking for...
I yelled, they're dressed in rags.
Yeah, unfortunately, with a large crowd around you, they may not hear you.
Never hurts to try, though.
Yep. So we got Zane Young over here now, and we'll just redo this. Okay, and there is your initiative map.
Should it be ordering them?
You weren't seeing all the baddies. Okay, yeah, basically there's two hunting packs of ghouls that are near you, and these are the ones that you're going to be engaged with at the time. This one on the King of Spades here, this is the group that is harassing the moviegoers in the end. So the first one is still on you, Sarah, and is still trying to drag you down and get his gullet full of flesh. He's going to try to attack you there, and he misses. The next four are basically just going to be cleaving into the crowd there. Zane, give me a notice roll first. This isn't your action. This is just for you to kind of be aware of what's going on.
What is it? Nice.
Five. Okay, good enough. Over near the Kurtz Export Company, there's people streaming out all of the buildings around you. And Kurtz's building is kind of sticks out because there's no movement around the building at all. As a matter of fact, as you take a look in that area, his pens that are right near there, as Kurtz also deals in, cows and livestock and horses, they're laying flat on the ground.
That's number nine?
That's number nine, yep.
All right.
And only a five on the notice roll, that's what you notice. So it looks like livestock or...
If something's been slaughtering him. Yep, I'll start heading that direction, scanning around.
Okay, sounds good. So you're moving forward there. Next group of ghouls. Okay. I'm just going to move your guy over here into the pens at 9.
Yep, so, sounds good.
The next set, yes. There's five of them that made short work of Kurtz's employees. Some of them are finishing off guys inside. There are three out in the pens, and they see you approaching there. They get up from pulling out the intestines of several cows, and they go running towards you there. This is a distance. They are fast, but I'm going to say that they're going to use their whole action just to reach you there. So you've got three ghouls running at you. Zane, they will not be able to interact with you on this round. The rest are otherwise occupied. Sarah, still have them behind you. There's still one trying to grab at you every time you move away. You can take a run action instead of just a normal move action to just beat feet and get out of there.
That's exactly what I want to do.
Okay. Throw a D6. That's your extra amount of range that you get away. Oh, wow. Okay. I believe that ace is a trait. Oh, no, it's not a trait roll. So, yeah, just six away. See if I can drop a grid on here real quick. Huh. Oh, that's too big of a grid. There we go. Each of those squares is 2 yards.
All right.
That gives me an extra... That gives me a total of 12.
Yeah.
So from that, I should be able to make it back, and the hotel is 20, correct?
Yep. I'm sorry, is pace measured in inches or yards? It's in inches, isn't it?
Yes, so yeah. It's 2 yards per thing.
So, so I should be able to make it back to the hotel then.
Looks like it. Okay, so we'll move you over that direction there. Young, you can see the ghouls that are rushing out of the pen there, heading towards Zane.
I can get over there in a simple action. So I will take 2 actions. I will draw my scythe, which... actually, I had my scythe drawn already because I plunged it to the ground, so I will just move over to them and hit one of them then.
Sure, okay. Go ahead and give me a roll there.
Are they armed with claws?
They are unarmed. It looks like they have just claws.
So do they count as armed?
They do count as armed because they have claws.
Pow!
Let's see. Parry of...
Five.
If it's there, then it's five.
Parry of five. So that hits...
Well, I tried to take one out.
Yeah.
9. Okay. Well, you do take one out. Well, no, not quite. Stunned.
Shake it.
That's shit.
All right. And that resets us here. And let me put shaken on. I'll just put it on the first guy. set here. I'm going to drag out the guy so we can target a little bit better.
It's weird it doesn't sort it.
Sorts it on mine. It's not sorting it on yours?
No.
No, it's not.
Sarah's got a 5, but she's above myself.
And the 8 ghoul is at the top for me, where the queen is.
Looks sorted to me.
It's just odd.
Yeah, it's strange. Anyway.
Ah, close your window and reopen it.
Yeah, I was thinking that might do it.
Ah, so whenever it deals new cards, yours doesn't refresh the order, I guess.
No, it does refresh the order when you do it. It's just I opened mine before you had shared all of the things, so I only saw Sarah on there when you first did it, and then you said, hey, look at the ghouls.
Okay. Right. Well, with the new initiative, the ghouls, the Queen of Diamonds, that group will go first there. See, ghoul number 7. Well, they're all there. Did you move forward? I guess you did because you engaged in melee there. So you're all together. Ghoul 7, 7, 6, and 8 will, actually those are inside the house. So just the one that's there now. Ghoul number 6 is going to, try and, eat Zane there. At least two of them will. They're going to gang up on you. So the first one. Wow.
He turns and sees what he's up against, turns and starts attacking his friends.
Right, yeah. He just kind of fumbles past you. Next one tries to do the same. Help from the other guy there. Wow! This guy sucks! And the third one is going to go for you, Young.
A stern glint in my eyes.
Wow. Okay, they all rolled ones. Every single roll.
It's tough when you're not in your cave and we're quaking in fear, are they, son?
Try it.
Okay, so I'm going to pull out the rest of these guys as they come out to see what the disturbance out here is. Okay, these guys come out. All right, the other group of ghouls is going to continue to go to town on the poor, defenseless opera goers. bringing us to Zane.
I will shoot the ghoul on the left.
They're numbered there, so 7, 10, 6, 8, or 9.
It's group 7, no, 7.
7, okay.
Whichever one, the first one that attacked me, basically.
Okay, the one that's shaken? No, that's usually, that was
that
the one.
Attacked
that,
me.
Yeah, that. Okay, good enough. Go ahead.
So if that's 6, give me you.
Oh, that definitely gets the toughness. Go ahead and do your damage there. Or, I mean, it's a good shot.
There we go. Bit of delay coming up.
10. So another one's shaken. And that was 6 you were shooting at?
Yeah.
Actually, 6 was already shaken, so he's dead.
Wasn't the one that was fighting Young. It was one of the 2 that was attacking me.
Fair enough. We'll call that one 7 then. So you've got 2 shaken. And next is going to be Sarah. Sarah, you going to go get your shotgun?
Yes, I am.
All right. We'll call that your turn then to shotgun as your... Well, actually, we'll take your turn to get to your room and get the shotgun. So you're still going to be in the hotel once you got it, okay?
Okay.
And Young, back to you. There's 5 of these things out here now.
I'm going to take the rest. I'll take multiple actions. I will attack the one which I've previously shaken there.
Mm-hmm.
I'll hopefully put him down this turn. So... I'll take 2 actions. So,
pow! -2 action.
Oh, I forgot to put the -2 on there.
That's
sorry.
Okay.
That's a 6.
That's a 6. Yeah. Its parry is 5, so it still does it. Go ahead.
Ha-ha!
You just gotta beat 7 toughness, and you... good enough. Goes down.
Yeah, take 1 down. And then one of the other 2, I'll maneuver over to it, and I will somersault over the top of it, trying to confuse it, doing a sort of agility trick to make it confused. And
okay, you're talking about the one that's already shaken or a new one?
No, a new one.
Okay, sure. One Let's call it number 8. That'll be easy enough. Sure, go ahead and make your agility trick there.
So did he kill one or just shake one?
No, he killed one.
Killed
one was already shaken.
I shaked one already. So.
Okay.
Yep. So, I'll run up to it and then somersault over the top of it, hopefully... kicking it in the head as I go over so that it's bizarrely shaking a while. Meh. So I rolled a 4 there, and it gets an agility roll against that.
7.
Wow. Yeah. Nope. It's not confused by my attempt.
No, find the Red Queen. Find the Red Queen. There it is. Damn.
Right. Now it simply just ignores the problem and continues on.
Yeah.
Well, did it refresh you guys this time? Joker,
Yes, it did this time.
Clubs. Okay. It did.
Okay, and it's the same group that's on you guys. The one that's shaken now is going to attempt to become unshaken, and does not. Next one. Two more on Zane again. First one. Please roll something other than a one, guys. Come on. So a 10.
Ow.
I think that gets past your parry. Is that a raise or no raise?
Parry of 5.
So that is a raise. Okay. And claw bite with an additional d6. Okay, here's the regular damage, and then another d6. So 9 points.
Is that all at once, or is that over two things?
No, that's just one attack.
All right. So I've got a toughness of 4. Sorry, 5.
5, 6. So that is a hit and a raise. So that's shaken and wounded. Right. So you would.
So what's the go? Spending.
So you're
a
shaken with one wound right now.
Yep.
And now the other one's going to try and attack you.
Unless you want to soak that attack.
Yeah, you can try. Spend a chip and make a soak roll.
Yeah, I'll try that. Just to remember.
It's a bigger roll. Spend
go
a chip.
Over there.
2.
Roll.
Unfortunately. Now you can re-roll it if you want to spend another chip, but otherwise, stand.
No, I'm getting multiple attacks. So.
Right. All right. Next one is going to try and chow down on you as well, and he misses. The third one is going to go for you, Young. And go. Also misses. Sarah, you've got your shotgun. You've got a vantage point from your window.
Yep.
Although that is quite a distance there.
Not.
Call it 10 yards. That's actually still within your range.
Yep. So I'm going to.
You will be firing down into melee, though. Just keep that in mind. But it's within range. If you want to take a shot from your window, I'll let you do that.
Okay. I want to. Let's see. I think it's goal number. Which ghoul is the farthest away?
Farthest away is going to be ghoul number 8. The closest one to you is probably going to be number 9.
Okay, that's the one I'm going to shoot at with the shotgun then.
And that's within 10 yards. That's within your short range. Your short's 12?
Yep.
Yep. Okay, within your short range.
All right.
So it's a +2 to your roll.
Okay.
Okay. That will hit.
Okay.
Go ahead and roll your damage. That looks nice. 13. Nice. Well, toughness 7, so that is a hit and a raise, so you take one out.
Great.
So, yeah, you blow away. You guys hear a shot, and the zombie, or the ghoul behind you there, Young, just falls down.
Ha ha.
All right, next
group. That's what we get for not being impressed by my agility. You die.
Next group of ghouls are just going to continue to kill townspeople. Back to you, Young.
All right. I presume that some of the townspeople are fighting back and stuff, and that's just sort of happening off screen.
Yep, just happening off screen.
Yeah, the various armed townspeople.
I'm just going to make a roll at the end to see how many casualties there are. There is there.
All of them.
Yep.
So, Young.
I just take out the one that's right in front of me, who wasn't impressed by AI.
Number 10.
Right before, I just... number 8.
8, number 8, okay.
Yeah. So I just pop him in the back while he's not looking. Side to the face!
Alright. Well, they have a parry of 5, so it hits.
I'll just hit him then. I won't spend the chip. Bam! Cut him across the arm, but it doesn't impair his...
It just bounces off his rubbery hide. Zane.
Alright, so first of all, it's a spirit roll to become unshaken.
It is. Oh, that looks like it with the rail. So, wow, 15. Yeah, so you've got your full action.
Alright, so there is one ghoul attacking Yong.
Yep, and there's and two in front of you.
There are two in front of me. Alright, let's click on that to add my wound penalty. And, yeah, we'll just burn points. Alright, I'm going to cast Windstorm on him.
On the 2?
Yep.
Okay. Looks like you made it there. Alright. And what do they need to do?
Blind and a vigor roll. Or they're shaken.
Okay. Vigor roll for the first one. Passes. Second one. Passes. So they're not shaken, but they're blinded, right?
Yep. And there's a penalty to ranged attacks.
Right. Sounds good. Gonna go to the top of the order now. Young, you get a joker, so you can go anytime you want with a +2 to whatever you want to attempt and the damage. You other guys, you've just found your tracks. And, Gideon, you've just got the armload of paper and you're heading back. You guys are starting to hear several shots ring out from the town.
Yeah, we're 10-minute horse ride away. We're not going to get there before the combat ends.
Depends how many of them there are.
No, no, we will not get there before the combat ends.
All right. Well, then I will, of course, be... I'll attack the one in front of me again, who's there. And all then, right. Providing I take him down, I think I'll try and... No, I won't. I'll just be sauntering over towards where the others are. I'll run.
Come on, you got a +2 Joker, man. Do something impressive.
Hopefully taking one out in a single action will be impressive.
No, it's not. No, yeah. It's not. It's
bam. 10. Well, yeah. So that's hitting a raise.
And which one were you going for? Number 8?
At number 8, the one right in front of me. So hopefully you will to take him straight out.
Does it apply?
Oh, what a...
Wow. What a horrible damage roll. 6 points.
8 points because I forgot to add the 2 for the joke.
Well, so it'll still shake it if nothing else. Shake.
Oh, horrible, horrible thing. And then I'll dance around it, taunting it.
All right. The other group of ghouls continue to malign your citizens. Sarah, the next closest ghoul is 12, just outside of your short range. So you're going to be in medium range.
Okay, so that'll be no bonus, right?
No bonus, right.
Okay, then I'm still going to shoot at it.
Got Annie Oakley in the loft here, shoot through the windows. With a shotgun at distance. That can't end badly.
Yep.
Oh, yes, she succeeds. All right.
Sorry, which ghoul is Sarah
probably
shooting
10
at?
Being closest to her. Huh.
Just those two ghouls are in a windstorm at the moment. Don't
forget. That's true. So she would have a mind to hit them.
Sarah might, if Sarah can see any of the other ghouls, like the other pack, they might be a better target.
There's a lot of people still in the way. With the roll that she made, she'd still be able to hit ghoul 8 if you wanted to shoot number 8 there instead, since there's a windstorm.
Yes.
Go for it.
Yeah. Okay. Give me damage. Okay.
That one's already shaken, too. And it goes down in lots of chunky bits.
Okay. And then I reload.
Yes. All right. There's two ghouls still in the windstorm. Of course, I'm assuming you're not catching yourself, so they just move out of the windstorm.
Yep.
And attack you. Is there any penalty for them moving out?
No. Okay. Just that they're blinded in the windstorm blinds them. Yeah, while they're in it, exactly. That's about it. Since they made the bigger rolls, not much.
First one misses. Second one also misses. Swipes a bit of his buddy, I guess, there with that. Zane, they're standing right in front of you. They just gotten out of your windstorm.
Yep. Tempted to bring the windstorm on top of me, but no. I'll unload into one. Let's see how this is going to... Actually, no, that'll cancel it. I'll be double tapping.
Okay. So you're going for the +1 bonus there for double tap.
Yep. To get also to assist with the -1 I have for being wounded.
Number 7's already shaken. 10 is not. So whichever one you want to hit.
Yeah. All right. Now I'll go with 7. Try and make sure I drop it.
Yeah, that's true. He couldn't have attacked you because he was shaken. But, all right. 5 hits. And go ahead and do your damage. Oh, there's a dead zombie. Did you hit the shaken or non-shaken
one? The shaken one. I said I was going for the shaken one.
And you explode him into little bits of rubbery flesh. Guys back in the other area, are you heading back to town? You're hearing lots of gunfire.
Yep. If Jebediah has finished dealing with the dynamite.
Oh, he's still working on that. He's trying to...
Oh, we're going to have to leave him then, Santiago, and I'm going to race off. I'll leave it to Gideon as to whether or not he wants to follow us or not.
You can grab the other guys away from Jebediah, but the more you leave, the more likely he is to succeed. So your choice.
I'm sorry, the mic cut out there for a bit. What did you say?
Sure. You can pull some more of the guys with you to go back into town, but the more you leave with Jebediah, the more likely he is to succeed at putting down the fire.
Oh, I just cast Windstorm on the fire.
Okay.
I tried to put it out by the power of wind.
I'm giving you a fate chip for finally considering that.
Yeah. No, I had considered it about 5 minutes after.
Yep.
And then I went, well, man.
Go ahead and give me a roll there.
Nope. Oh, no, I don't lose my face. So pity. Yeah, I cast it.
You do cast it. Okay, sounds good. All right. Jebediah and the rest of them are just, they've got the pump going, and they finally get the hose in place, and this feeble amount of water is coming out, and then suddenly this gust of wind comes by and just snuffs out the fire on the dynamite house.
Yep. The power of the Lord is the power of the Lord is the Lord of the thunderstorm. Let's go, guys.
You're not going to move it to the other fires?
Yeah, that was one house. I'll put out all the other fires.
All right, so you're going to stay behind.
Yeah.
Luke, are you going to go to a town with Santiago and the others, or are you going to hang around
behind back? I'm going back to town. They're in charge of looking after the place.
Well, is there anything else that might explode and murder everyone?
That was the big problem, was the dynamite. But, I mean, otherwise, there's going to be a lot of loss of property and other things. You did check the houses, so you know there's no one else living and everything else is burning, so it's up to you.
Yeah, I don't care. Property.
Go ahead back.
Yeah.
Okay. Give me a riding roll, assuming you're wanting to get back as fast as possible.
Nope. Wow.
No, that's all right. It just means you're going to come in a little bit later, that's all.
After the combat ends.
Nope.
Yeah. Luke,
I'll spend a white chip to get there quicker.
Yeah, some of us don't have lots of white chips to throw around like some people.
Okay. Yeah, Luke, you're having little problems with your mount there, and so you come in a little bit later. Everyone else is getting forward very quickly there. Top of the round, Zane, you've got the Ace of Hearts, and you're still looking at one ghoul there trying to murder you.
Yep, I'll fill him full of lead. Double tap him.
Okay.
I was going to say it's taking forever to update on mine.
Yeah. Trait rolls are run, so we're looking at innocent bystanders possibly hit. And let's see.
Isn't double tap like a -2 or something?
No. Double tap gives you a +1.
Uses plus one to hit, +1 to damage, just uses an additional bullet. And you got to have a double action weapon to be able to do it. That's the thing about whether or not you take an old single action that you can fan or a double action.
Mm. Well, the whole thing with the shotgun was like if you do both barrels, it's really complicated.
Yeah, that's slightly different to double tapping.
Sorry, I've got to look up the forgotten.
When an attacker misses a shooting or throwing roll, it may sometimes be important to see if other targets are in a line of fire. You should only use this rule when it's dramatic or appropriate. Each miss that comes up as a one on the shooting die indicates. Yeah, okay, so it didn't actually miss, so I don't think it comes into play. It's only if actually miss.
It's only if it missed. Okay, so no problem. Yep. You didn't miss.
The way I'm reading that.
Go ahead and roll your damage. Oh, wow.
Wow.
Goodbye, ghoul.
Nice.
22 points. That's some Austin. Mighty fine shooting there. All right, back to Young.
All right, well, that's all the ghouls in the I can see the vicinity. So
And what you're seeing is this horde of people screaming and running down daily here in your direction. Looks like they're being chased by something or other.
All right.
There's gunfire also down towards the far end of Main Street over here as well.
I'll deal with the people who are here. I will try and run my way through to see what is chasing them.
Okay. And I'm going to end this particular combat here. As you're kind of fighting the crowds to see what's going on, occasionally what you're seeing is a bobbing head in the crowd will suddenly go down as if they're, pulled bodily down into the crowd. You see this occasionally as you're running in that direction. The guys on horseback, basically everybody, Luke, you'll get there a little later, are going to be arriving in the outskirts of town, and you're definitely seeing, there's mobs of people running around the streets, gunfire still going on. Give me notice rolls, and I'll roll for the NPC guys.
Everyone, or just the guys that just arrived?
Just the guys are just now showing up. So, Gideon, you got a 5, it looks like?
Yep.
Okay. Right, so you're seeing the crowd, the mass of people coming out of the opera house, and from the angle that you guys are coming on, you see that they are being harried by a group of these ghouls. That's the thing that you notice. Now, you're noticing this at range. We'll start it at what's medium range for most pistols is like 15, 20?
24.
Okay. We'll start this at medium range from where you can see them, 24. And I'm taking into account that it took Young some time to press through the crowd to see what was going on, so that's making up the difference in the time of them riding out this way.
Yeah, I'm good.
All right, so I'm going to start another table here.
All right.
Add everybody in it, including Luke. Luke, you're going to show up a little later. Bit later. Yeah, where are my critters? I really wish they would let me make these ahead of time. They used to be able to.
You can't pre-set up combat?
No, they don't allow you to do it anymore. You used to be able to, but not anymore.
That's weird that they stopped it.
Yeah. the designer had some problem with how things were showing up or other and had to disable it. Okay. I'm sorry, let me get some tokens here for my... Okay. There we go.
Oh, wow. I ride.
Yes, you ride. You ride quickly. And, Sarah, you've had time to reload. Unfortunately, from your vantage point now, you really can't see anything except for the crowd running down Daly Street.
I'm going to make sure the door to my room is locked and keep an eye on the street and see if I see any of the ghouls run down Daly Street, or like the crowd is still running, so I'm assuming something's chasing them.
Sure. What I'll do is I'll say that you're aiming, and you can hold your action there, and if someone passes by, I'll let you take a shot.
Okay.
And Gideon, so you're riding hell for leather on your horse, and you're seeing this crowd being harried by ghouls coming up from behind.
Okay. I am going to ride as fast as I can take a free action. And how close am I to the edge of the crowd?
Sure, your movement action. I'll say that this will get you within short range then.
Okay. Well, then so I'm going to cast barrier on the edge.
Nice.
So that they can't be struck from the backside.
Sure. And what range do this barrier have? Is it line of sight?
It is in fact smarts. It's so smarts. I don't know. Yeah. Okay.
What is your smarts?
D6. Am I? Which should be short range.
Yeah, but, no, that's fine. Yeah, that works.
And I just want to go as extended as far across the street as I can.
Sure. Yeah. Go ahead and give us your faith roll there.
All right. Hold on. Quick second. Well, that's not going to do it. I will reroll. But that will.
All right. Sounds good. And what does your barrier do?
My barrier, it's a toughness 10, and it will last for 6 rounds.
Okay. Very good. And Zane,
I am reloading while scanning the crowd and scanning around for other signs of attack.
Okay. I'm not going to make you make another notice roll. We'll just go what you had initially. As you're loading your ammo and being vigilant on the streets here, you see that several of the men that originally came out of the saloon there have caught on, and they know what to look for now, and several of them are chasing these ghouls down like Main Street and First Avenue there, shooting into them as well. It looks like they now have a handle of what's going on. They're no longer acting frightened.
I was going to say, with the ghouls, do we need guts roll, or was that just due to the giant beavers?
But giant beaver last time, this is like the third or fourth time some of you have seen these things, so I'm not...
That's right, I completely forgotten about it. It just occurred to me then, thought, hang on a minute, should we be doing guts rolls? Yep, all right. Yeah, yes, reloading and whatnot.
Okay, and Young, crowd's running towards you, you see the zombies coming forward, or the ghouls coming forward, and you... Is your field visible, by the way, Gideon, or is it invisible?
No. It's a near invisible portion.
Okay. Notice roll, Young.
Run straight into the barrier that Gideon has put up. Curse him. Curse him!
What are the other NPCs doing?
They're getting closer. they had their... Actually, you know what? I'm gonna make this a little easier. The other NPCs are gonna go, and they're gonna try and rescue as many of the other town folk as possible. Because there's other outbreaks of ghouls going on. Unless you're going to keep them with you, Gideon.
No. They can split off and do their own thing.
All right, Young. You are able to see the shimmer in the air, and you know Gideon off the side there is it stopped and made a silent prayer, and you see the wall of force that's come up.
All right. How far is it? I presume it's covering the entire street, so they can't do that. I look around to see if any have got through the barrier that were ahead of the pack.
Yes, they have not. They have not come to the barrier yet.
Then I wait on the other side of the barrier.
Sure, we'll put them on hold. And next will be the actual ghouls. They come to the barrier, and they're going to... It's a strength 10 barrier, so, well, they're going to basically beat on it until it goes down, or at least try to.
They automatically succeed.
Hitting it, damn it.
Yep, they just have to...
Oh, wow. My. First ghoul batters through it.
Excellent.
That's his action.
I have been useful.
Yes.
Power of your god is not mighty against the ghoul.
Clearly.
And the other four break into the crowd. Two of them are going to... Well, do you want to interpose yourself?
Yeah, the first one that that goes through the hole where they've battered the thing down, I step up if I can.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Show it that we don't like their kind in town. Yes, I do.
Yes, you do.
You racist.
And that's with a raise, too.
Okay, so then they find out good old-fashioned Chinese steel.
Oh, my. Well, a 9, it's enough to shake it. And that'll be the one that broke the shell. And then now the other ones will come through. One will stop with you. The rest are going to go and harry the crowd. The one that stops is going to try and attack you there, Young. And misses. The rest go into the crowd. And this shouldn't be here. Let me just delete this guy. All right, starting back up. Young, you have the first at a queen of spades. And you've got a ghoul shaken in front of you.
Yes, I leave the ghoul that I've shaken, because I don't think he's going to unshake. He's a wuss. And I'll take on, I'll target two of the others who have broken through. So I'll stab one of them in the back as we're doing that, and then I will try...
Punch the other?
I'll try and punch the other one. Why not?
Yeah. Alright, so minus 2 to each action.
So first one gets a sigh in its back while it's not looking.
Nice.
Which is enough to hit. So, pow!
Ooh.
Nice.
Will you punch a sigh through his head?
Yep.
Or just
counts one of them.
Removes his neck.
And the second one gets a fist into its back, hopefully trying to impact it with the sliding body of its companion and try and impale it on the side. Pyonk.
Nice.
Oh,
ooh.
Hit with a ray. Well, minus
no,
four.
No, that's 7. Yep. That.
Does what damage to strength? Or?
Strength and my stance, because it's an unarmed attack. So, pow! Take that!
Stun.
Ooh, another stun one. Save the crowd!
All right.
The rest of them are fine.
Okay, ghoul's turn. Gonna try and unshake. First one does not. Second one does. Can't act, though. Just unshaken. And the other two, one of them's gonna swipe at you, Young. And misses. Gideon. Yeah, it looks like they just burst through your god's, staying graces there.
Yep. Alright. I'm just gonna try to stun them all this time. Which is a medium burst template.
Sure. I'm gonna say that they haven't got far enough in the crowd. You can hit them all.
Nice.
Yep. I hit them all, including Young. They all have to make a vigor roll at -2 or be shaken.
Vigor roll at -2. Okay.
Why would you do this to me? What did I ever do to you?
Save people's lives.
Ah!
Nope, one succeeds. Two succeeds.
Okay, everyone else is shaking.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Good job. And Sarah, still on hold out. I'm going to say that you actually do see some out in the streets, and you are taking shots while you're at it, okay?
Okay. At what range?
Actually, I'm going to have you make a roll at the end here. I'm going to look at number of casualties versus how many extras you might have saved at the end. And, Luke.
Right.
You ride into town and now you see, you see what's going on. The only, ghouls that you see right away are the few that, looks like Gideon and Young, are taken care of. But through the town, you do see roving bands of the citizens, with various guns shooting down alleyways, and you still hear various screams coming from the city. Nothing seems to be on fire though, so that's good. That's good. No fire. So what do you wish to do?
Oh, get my Winchester out and ready to fire. What range am I at?
Start at medium. What was it? 24.
Well, 24 for the Winchester. 24 for the Winchester is short.
Yep. Then it's within short range of you. Then.
Okay.
You'll be firing into a crowd. Just keep that in mind.
Yeah. That's anyway to ride in and get my gun ready. I'd say that's my action.
Sounds good. And Zane.
I'll be limping along, shooting ghouls.
Okay. Once again, you're trying to minimize casualties in the city.
Yeah.
Sounds good. And I assume you're just going to be doing the same thing, Zane, so I'm just going to skip through, and we'll just have him finish things off. Gideon, back to you. Still have a couple of shaken there. There's still two acting.
Okay. I'm sorry. There's a couple.
Two shaking.
How many are shaking?
Two shaking. Two active.
All right. I'll try the stun thing again.
Go for it.
It's worked so far.
Nice.
I'll spend the red chip to get an additional D6.
Yep. Does that do anything special to get more?
Yeah, it does special if I get more, but okay. I didn't get more, so it's just a straight up vigor roll.
I'm just gonna roll for the two that aren't, because you can't kill
yep.
someone that's shaken with non-physical attacks.
No, it's just a straight up vigor roll, no minus two.
Oh, no minus two.
Yep. So.
Well, the first one will make it, and the second one will also make it.
Yep.
Alright.
And I will be riding up closer to them than closer.
Sure, no problem. Sarah, you're doing the same thing, you're helping the street young, you're still in the thick of it there, there's still two up and moving.
You're still shaken, so unshake this.
Yep. All right, I spend a red chip to unshake. Okay. I'm not going to bother to... I suppose I can make the roll for free anyway.
Make the roll for free and then, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so I might need that one. No, okay, so I spend the chip in order to do that.
So you have an action, okay.
So I have an action, so I'm unshaken. Then I will do the same thing that I did before. I will pick on the two which are still active, and I will move over to them and leave the two shaken ones and plunge my Psi into the top of the head of one of them and fist punch the other one. So, pow!
Oh, wow.
Six.
Yeah, that'll hit. Parry is five. And you're doing the ones that are shaken already?
No, I'm targeting the active ones.
Okay. Okay, so do your damage on that one. Hit.
I will spend a red chip to add a d6 to see if I can get a raise to do more damage. So that's 9, which is enough.
Toughness is 7, so it's enough to shake one, right?
No, that's
enough to get a raise.
Their parry is 5.
Oh, yeah, parry is 5, so yeah.
Right, so that's enough to get a raise. So, pow!
Oh, wow.
That one's good.
That'll do it!
And your second attack. The top of the head. And my fist strike on the other one. Hopefully scaring him because he's just seen what I've done to his companion.
No.
And I will spend a red chip on that as well to see if I can get a raise. So that's only a 4 so far. Well, that's enough to hit. A 5.
Okay. And go ahead and do your damage.
That's damage.
Did you get the extra chip before Bert when Gideon used his red for
fire? Sure did.
I will unleash my biting fists on them. Oh, no, that one doesn't fall to my fists.
No, it's not.
It's a glancing blow on the side of its head. Ah, this one has a thick head.
All right, Luke, you're there with your rifle. Got it out and drawn. Short range.
Yep, I'm on the horse. Yay. Does it count? Does short range give me an extra...
Well, here's the problem. You're on horseback, so you're actually going to roll the lowest skill between shooting or horse riding.
I've got steady hands.
Okay.
And I think my skills are exactly the same anyway. Shooting and riding are both the same, so.
Okay.
But I have got steady hands, which will help. So.
Okay.
So, yeah, but do I get a bonus for short range? I don't know.
For short range, no. Point blank, you do.
Okay. All right, let's see what happens. Let's see if I can shoot someone. Boom. No. I'm aiming for the unshaken one, the one that Yong's been beating on.
Sure.
I do hit him, then...
Oh, nice. 12, yeah, it is enough for a wound. So take that one out.
What's his toughness?
7.
Then that's a wound with a raise.
Yeah, well, you only have to do a wound, take one out.
Yeah. Yes, I mean, it's a shake, with a wound. Yeah. Shake with a wound, yeah.
Weren't you going for a shaken one?
No, I should have taken one. Yeah.
All right, okay.
Stop them doing anything. Right. If I could shake them, then that would help for them when they do things.
And the two there, ghouls turn, they're going to try to unshake.
I see your logic.
Wow. Jeez.
Wow. Unshakes and can do an action, so he's going to attack you, Young, since you're the one standing there. Unfortunately, even with that incredible unshake roll, he is unable to strike you. And the next one's going to try to unshake.
Ooh.
Also does it.
But
not
doesn't.
Quite with a raise. Okay. So Zane is continuing to do things out there. Ghouls, they're both unshaken. And Young, unfortunately, you're there, so they're both going to go after you. Gideon's still on horseback, and Luke is still at range on horseback as well. So, yeah, whatever. The other one's going to try and as well. And Fierce, what's with all these ones? Oh, these ghouls suck.
Sarah, it's the only reason we're still surviving, to be honest.
It's because of all the metal around the town. The ghouls, it's causing the ghouls issues in fighting us.
That's it. And Young, up to you.
Yeah, we don't need any of these alive. I'm just going to do a straight out plunge my psi into the head, seeing as that seems to be working, and my fists are having relatively no effect on them. So, pow!
Hit.
Yeah, now I hit.
And seven's enough shake. To shake them.
Yeah.
And Gideon
stops to watch the blood as it gets in his eyes.
I will get off my horseback, and it doesn't really matter. I just draw my shotgun and shoot one.
Sure.
Because it is the same roll either way. I really suck at them.
Drawing a gun is minus two, though.
I was going to say, I shake my head as I know I'm about to get hit.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Yep. Natural one, and he misses.
Yep.
So it's rammed in to find out who he could possibly hit, right?
Yep. How did you hit Sierra? She wasn't even in the area.
Nah. I'm just going to give you a 1 in 6 chance of actually being hit there, Young, because there's lots of other people in the crowd. So if it rolls a 1,
I'll spend the chance, so don't I re-roll.
You sure? Okay.
I mean, I don't want to hit it.
You know you're going to roll another one.
And then the mayor started gunning down the town folk. Did you see that?
Well, oh, see? Oh, man. Yeah, you hit some random town folk. Full of buckshot. Roll your damage.
They feel my wrath.
Should have just used
fuck it. I'll spend my last chip. What's the chances I'll roll a one again?
Your blue chip to add a d6 onto the roll.
Oh, well, that'll do it.
Yeah.
That just is a miss. The minus.
You did roll a 1 again on your shooting roll, but fortunately it was after you rolled a 4.
Yep. All right, so yeah, dismiss and you're okay. Luke.
I'll shoot the unshaken one again.
Sure.
Boom. Yep. Ooh. Well, that's not a miss though. Nope, so it's not that's a miss. Right.
5 is a hit. Go ahead and do your damage.
Boom. Shake him.
Shakes. So both are shaken.
Yep, that's the aim. At least keep them shaking.
Well, Gideon, looks like you get a chance to redeem yourself. At top.
Oh, yeah. So. Let's see if I can't hit another crowd member. Oh, that's disappointing.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, it's already shaken, so it's enough to kill it. All right, leaves one left, and it's its turn, so it's shaken. We'll attempt to be unshaken. 2, it's still shaken. And Luke, you want to finish it off?
I'll try. I may shoot a bystander.
You might? Not the school, Marn! Well,
that's with a raise, so this plus a d6. No, I don't even bother doing the d6.
All right, now, here was the important thing to all this. This round of combat, 5 rounds. The previous one was 8. 12. Okay. Zane, when you were shooting to help your people out there, I want you to make a shooting roll. Mm-hmm. And, what as can many raises as you can get.
All right, so I can spend a blue chip on it?
Sure can.
Beautiful. There's no way to automatically add a d6 onto it, is there? Onto a roll?
No.
All right, so
not, roll not easily, no.
Yeah, I don't know. Right, so. Pressing the plus damage might. Don't know.
No. Oh.
Yeah, of course. Never mind.
That might break it down.
I should have killed one left. Oh, well. I'm an idiot.
Like that, and the d6. Where's the d6? There's a d6.
Nice. So that's 4, 8. Okay, so that's 2 successes, basically. And Sarah, do the same thing. Make me a shooting roll.
I spend a red chip that will give me a plus 1d6.
Yeah, if you want to do it that way. That does give me a chip, but that's okay.
Okay, so there's some red chip.
4. Okay, so
that's and my d6. One success.
And roll your d6. Six, so just 1 success. So between the 2 of you, 3 successes. So down to 10. And I'm going to give a d6 for your citizens that are helping out as well there.
Come on, explode.
I don't know if I can get it to roll in the chat window. It keeps overshooting. There you go. Even trigger it. There you go. Oh, hey, it explodes!
That's interesting. It didn't explode.
8. So 2...
Oh, yeah. When you use the dice down the bottom, they don't automatically explode. They just roll.
Okay.
Okay. Well, not as bad as it could be.
You shoot more people to it's as bad as it could be.
Okay. Well, essentially, once you put down these ghouls, the rest of the night is, they're trying to go to ground. They do have something of a preservation instinct. And with this many people shooting and as much metal as going around, they're kind of, they're not mentally on their game, as it were. Several of them do try to go down to the cemetery and try to dig in. Your townspeople do rout them out, and basically they also find that fire works. So,
yeah, well, it was just like San Diego myself still had dynamite. Yeah. Hey, look, I can go. Boom.
At one point, you have somebody riding their horses through the middle of the street, dragging several of the ghouls behind them on ropes. You see some of your citizens going at them with burning torches. Honestly, it looks like the citizens of Perdition are a pretty hard lot, because very few of them are cowering. Once they figured out what was going on, they stepped up. And so this goes through much of the night as you guys continue to root out the infestations and such. Everybody give me notice rolls now.
Notice or tracking?
Notice. Your tracking would have helped you, you know, during the night.
Yeah.
This is I don't think I've noticed anything this game.
I rolled really bad.
I did not notice squat.
Yeah.
I've got that minus one even to it.
Between Young and Gideon, once there's mop up and you start bringing the corpses of these ghouls, in a common location there, this is only about half of them accounted for.
The other thing we'll be doing is most likely under the guidance of Sarah is a hospital, basically, for all the various wounded and stuff.
Well, I don't know if your sudden chip usage is going to be impacting this, but the other thing to do is go back and track the other tracks that we followed and just see if they lead somewhere else other than the town.
What I was going to do was take a horse around the sort of perimeter of the town and see where it got edgy, because they had better sense of smell than us.
Mm-hmm.
And look around to see if there are any ghouls at the place where they go edgy.
Good job with that. You guys do route out a few more. I'm going to say this takes, you know, this is an ongoing thing through the night. You know, come morning, everyone is worn out. Town is still intact. They drag out the bodies of the town folk that didn't make it. Lots of questions. They want to know, you know, are they infected? Is there anything special we need to do with the bodies? Unfortunately, at final count, it looks like 32 of the populace, did not make it through the night with their lives. That is including the people that they found over at the railhead as well. No, I'm sorry. This is just the town folk. That's a separate story.
Yeah.
We have... is it anybody we know already know? Any?
Oh, no. Actually, you lucked out on that one. I gave it a roll, and no named characters thus far are on the body list.
So not even the Kirks at Kurtz when their place got overrun?
All of his employees are dead. But
Kirk Sr. and Jr. were at the opera when it occurred.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, Kurt died. Oh, what a shame. Nor a bullet hole.
Such a sad
story.
Yeah. Let's find Dr. Lewis and basically find anyone that's been bitten or scratched and examine them very
closely. There's lots of questions, too. They're all very terrified, saying, it's a disease. I heard that mayor fellow of yours talking about this was a disease that the Indians came down with.
What's the largest building to use as a hospital?
Church.
The church. The town hall hasn't got a roof, but is the first story finished?
Or is it still the church? It's only got one story, the basement, so there's no real, no covering at all.
Yep, alright, so the church.
The church.
So you guys set up triage, but mayor, there's lots of questions people are asking. You know, is this going to spread? You were talking about the Indians getting some kind of disease and going crazy. Am I going to die? Says the guy with the chomp mark on his shoulder blade.
Do you have a craving for human flesh?
No, it's a.
What if I answer yes?
Yeah, I'll go ahead.
Did you have it before you were bitten?
I will say no and explain to them it was bad that they ate. So,
set up guard on the church as well.
Yeah.
Since it would be a likely target with lots of wounded there.
And then I'm going to talk to Joker and ensure that I told the guy the right answer.
So you asked Joker about it. Well, let's see.
Actually, the first thing to do is get Joker to telegram Wasish to let them know that their railhead's been overrun by ghouls and most of their workers are dead.
Do that as well. But more important, do we have to just murder a bunch of townsfolk?
Right. Well, Joker's first reply is he doesn't know. I mean, he had an idea of what these things were, but he doesn't know how they become this way. You told him about what the Indian said. That they ate something that made them this way, but he doesn't know if their bite's going to turn anyone or not.
Well,
Typically, that's not how it works. The normal ghoul, but these weren't made in the normal way.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
Anybody want to find some Indians and maybe find out if you get more info from them?
They're gone.
There's a reason why there's a guard on the church. It's not just for the outside.
No kidding.
Well, no, let's send the telegraph off to watch us and see if we can't find
Mr. Mayor.
If any of the patients look like they're starting to have any sort of physiological changes, well, I'm just going to keep my Derringer handy, my shotgun handy, and I might just have to put down some people if they start turning.
you worry about infection because they're bite and claw marks, so they're ragged wounds. They don't heal well. So you are a little worried about infection, and a lot of people, of course, are really just near hysterical, but you don't really see anything odd about the wounds.
Okay.
I am going to speechify and calm people down about how it's
you
not...
You may want to tell them how they don't be so afraid because they obviously kick ass.
Yeah,
that's right.
That you were,
such a well job. I will be inside the church as well, being that I am wounded.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you want saying, I can take care of that. Well, if you've got a card for that.
He can leave you with a nice scar.
Actually, my
and
healing
I will
wound,
cast inspiration so that people like me that the tail.
Let's handle that in just a second. But Jameis, were you trying to say something to the mayor before we?
To say you should be making a speech at this moment.
Oh, well, there you go. And what were you saying about your first aid there?
I just want to my medical skills. Can I like really make sure that these people aren't getting infections? Like, I really want to make sure these people are very well taken care of.
Yeah, you can do what you can. I mean, cleaning out the wounds, getting lots of boiling water going, but, you know, there's no antibiotics, so the best you can do is keep the wound clean.
Alcohol.
Lots of alcohol.
Alcohol and vinegar.
What about burning the, searing it shut, basically?
Yeah, that'll work too. I mean, anything you can do to keep infection out.
We'll burn the corpses as well.
Yeah.
The Fallen Angel Saloon, actually, Jefferson is bringing out, you know, he's basically unloading his liquor cabinet to you to help people out. Once he hears what's going on, he's offering aid. The other Red Saloon does after a while, but you notice that, what he's donating is a bit more stingy. he's definitely not depleting everything he's got to help out, but, you know, he's making very, very loud comments that, he is helping.
I will pull him off to the side and tell him, under no uncertain terms, that sharing is caring. And if you don't care, well, the sheriff will get irritated at you.
You're trying to intimidate Red.
What?
Are you trying to intimidate Red?
I'm just telling him sharing is caring. And the sheriff, he's a mighty unkind individual.
Right. So you want to speechify people to try and relieve their moods. The reason I gave you a chip, because this certainly is going to raise the fear level in the area. If you do, it's kind of a little metagaming thing, but if you do well here and you can placate their fears a little bit, you will keep it from rising. So what do you wish to say to them?
All right. I did succeed on my inspiration roll, if that helps. So I have a nice glowing backlight on me as I do this. And
Someone hand that man a megaphone.
Yep. And I will pick out one of the citizens I saw running around saving people and try to get a story. And then I will recount his story and say, this is the story of the town that did not lie down and die to these demons, to these foul, infernal beasts that we have cast back into the outer dark from whence they came and where they belong.
Right. So, you're making a showcase of, like the people here who really, I'll give you a bonus to that then, since you're not, you know, trying to heap praise upon yourself and your men. You can take a +2 as you're highlighting other people's, harrowing experience and the ability to rise above it all to help their fellow man. That's a good roll.
A 14?
Yep, it's good. Ends up being a 12 because of the fear, 11 because of the fear level, but it's still a success. So it's very good. You are able to calm people down. There are still many questions. I guess, you know, the big one that comes up in the morning is, these ain't no infected Indians. This is, you know, noticing the elongated arms and legs. And this is, this is something else. Jasper suggests that maybe you ought to be burning these bodies before too many people get a good look at them.
Yeah, that's what I had suggested that.
Okay.
We are burning bodies.
All right. Sounds good. And I guess we will end it there with Perdition having a...
Destroyed!
having a wake-up call. Having a wake-up call in the middle of the night.
Yeah, another town. Someone want to do a healing roll for Zane? Does that happen?
Yes, yes. If somebody wants to make a healing roll on Zane.
I'll make a healing roll on Zane.
You've got one wound, right, Zane?
Yep.
So you're the minus one to your roll there, Sarah.
Okay. And wait. No. I have a plus two.
Oh, good job.
Here's your other stuff. So, yeah, it is a success. Yay. So, yeah, that will remove one wound, and over the course of the night, you'll get enough rest to be all right there. Okay, GM spins some chips in the background for secret plots going on. Waha.
yeah, we saw.
Okay. Three experience points all around.
Would an extra chip... an extra point have done better for that roll?
No, you did well enough. That was a good roll. I mean, you didn't lower the fear level because there's still stuff out there, but you did succeed in keeping it from getting higher. So
I'm glad that we completely succeeded in our mission to destroy this town and any hope it might have.
Yes! We're the winners.
Oh, you have a nice pretty town here. Well, that's too bad. Not after we
it's pretty.
Used to.
Could you spend your card on the town, James?
Heal the town. Leave it with a scar.
One wound, though.
That's right.
It's healthy but ugly. Yeah, that's perdition for you. All right.
All right. Well, they've got a nice beaver farm if they're careful nearby. They can raise some big beavers. Yeah, it's a source. Income.
And, sorry that was a little, took a while to get on, but what happened there is that the ghouls have a really high sense of smell. And when they awoke after you were there the first time, they've been starving because all the Indians are gone. So, yeah. They followed your scent trail back to the town. They got there before daylight and they had to hide because they didn't have enough
why
time.
Why didn't we see those tracks? Because we were going
riding through the desert.
Yep.
No. James means the tracks on the entrance, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Going up the first time, no one wanted to make note. No one asked for a notice roll or a tracking roll, so no one noticed them. I gave it to you because of your high tracking roll. Otherwise, it's just a bunch of nicks in the cliff face. Not something.
No, when we ride out of Perdition in the first place, why didn't we see a bunch of tracks coming in? Because they would have been pretty freak.
No, that's just it. It's desert. And since you have wind blowing constantly, any tracks are just swept away. I mean, you, that's why I said you could not track through the desert. And they didn't go through the town, during the first night. They actually went around the town, found the old mines, found the railhead, and just hunkered down for the night.
Yep. So we doomed this town. Huzzahs for us. I'm glad that we were awful human beings and failed in every possible imagining.
Yay. Well, Young got a pretty shell out of it.
Yep.
Yeah,
make sure to put that in your notes somewhere, by the way.
I don't think we totally failed.
Oh, no, we completely failed. This was...
No, we didn't.
We made the wrong choices and, yeah.
Depends on how you look
town.
At it.
We stopped it from getting a lot worse, a lot worse than it could have in the town.
Yeah, but see, when you bring a disease in the town and it kills over a tenth of your population, you don't get huzzas for discovering the cure.
And if we hadn't have done anything about it, and the ghouls would have eventually found the town when we're long gone, and
we
they would have been
that.
Wiped out.
No, that's not
pretty much
happened.
Wiped out.
That's not true at all. They would have just been murdered by beavers or the
if
maze
you wish
dragon.
To, if you wish to go and play yourself over in the corner and put on your your beaver coat with the hair in poking inside.
What about me? I feel awful for shooting that beaver.
Oh, my beaver coat.
You'll have to take that up with your creator as well.
It's not the... Actually, I think we got closer to a fourth of the town killed. You did a good job here.
You're the mayor. It's your responsibility.
I don't see that.
I do. You were calling the shots.
Oh, rub it in. Rub it in. Oh. I see some negative modifiers to some faith rolls in the future. Oh, yeah.
Hey, this particular one over here that seems to have been clawed by a ghoul, it strangely looks like buckshot rather than claws. It's odd how
I just start, I start killing you.
I was waiting for the one that's... No, that's not a psi, Mark. That's a claw, honest.
Yeah. It's funny how all these people that sold liquor and engaged in prostitution in this town have buckshot holes in them. I don't know where that came from.
It's definitely
it
weird.
It wasn't from me.
Poor Harvey.
I was very careful about that.
Also, I tell Red that if he doesn't distribute all his liquor, I'm going to shut him down because I hate him.
Oh, you really gonna tell him that? You really are?
I'm really considering it here because that guy. Yeah,
No, keep in mind, he is helping, okay? It's just that he's being very vocal about him helping, whereas, Jefferson is like just, you know, he's just in there, he's bringing card after card of liquor bottles over to help Sarah out. He's not drawing any attention to himself. Red's helping. He's just making sure people know that he's helping.
Yeah.
I think you're targeting the wrong person, Gideon. At least really? Red is helping. How much help have we received from Kurtz?
Well, all his people are dead. It's hard to help.
So he's a hardware. He's a store with hardware and other goods which could be used to assist. Has there been boo from them about assisting in repairing the town or helping the wounded with cloth and whatnot for bandages?
No one's seen him or his son through the whole.
I will go and kill both of them and then steal all their stuff and claim it for my own.
Man, oh,
good eye, Pete. Good eye.
No, I don't think they can help as much, but man. I will.
Do you think the bandages? So who's going to supply the material for the bandages?
Basically, at this age, you rip someone's clothes up.
Yeah. So where's the best source of that? The store that sells shirts. There's stuff. Hurts.
Yes. So did I manage to locate Dr. Lewis?
Oh yeah, Dr. Lewis has been helping through the night too. He was. Okay. He got away from the opera house. That's where most of the people were killed, by the way.
Yeah,
the other reason.
To apologize for our date being so really interrupted and ask for a rain check.
Next time it'll be swarms of locusts.
The other thing, Gideon, is if you don't think Kurtz is going to make a good mayor, make sure it's known how much he helped out in this situation.
Yeah, I don't really care. I don't have a dog in the fight. Oh, it doesn't matter to me.
You do actually have a dog in the fight because people could actually vote for you.
Nope. That was a stipulation. He could not become a mayor.
Yeah.
Neither could Zane become the sheriff. Mayor.
This shop sucks.
Vote for Sarah for mayor.
You know, I think if I stay here another 4 weeks, I should be able to get the entire town massacred.
Oh, come on. Have some efficiency gains. We're only here 2 weeks. Get it done in that time span.
Oh, yeah, that's fair. Yeah. I'm sorry. I should go on the curve of exponential slaughter. Let's see. I think we could piss off a rattler. What do y'all think?
You could turn all the beavers into carnivores, man-eating carnivores, then lead them back to the town.
Mm-hmm.
Preferably riding on their backs the whole time.
Yep.
Yes.
I like this
plan.
Thank you, Gene. All right, can we get an extra experience point so I can invest in animal handling?
Oh, just three.
Oh,
there is briefly something that I would like to do there. It's just that Thomas Jefferson stying about all over the place, and it was said earlier that he had survived with a deadly disease which should have killed him long ago. So I'm going to go over and say, hey, if you have any sort of special healing, these people could probably use it. See what happens.
He has a guilty look on his face for a moment there, and then he seems to kind of man up a little, and he kind of nods at you, and suddenly your deaths from secondary infection are now going to be a little less.
I'm gonna go through and start greater healing people.
Is whatever Jefferson got something that Sarah can learn or the doctor can learn?
Unfortunately not. Mr. Jefferson there's got a mojo bag that's
okay. So it's not particular herbs or particular Chinese herbs or some or native herbs that they can learn
he
about.
Keeps his soul in the bag.
Can I make a greater healing?
Yeah, if you guys, I'm going to assume that you guys do everything you can through the night, which is going to keep more people from dying. So you're not going to have you're not going to come, a couple of weeks find, another half of your population dead from infection or anything. So I assumed you were going to do such things.
No.
You wanted to tempt fate by making another faith roll like that? After you got so many good light rolls early?
I know. It was
amazing. Or would it be more tempting fate not helping out?
True enough, yeah. If he's not able to.
I think I shot about five townspeople, so maybe six.
So you're just trying to balance the books, are you?
Yeah, pretty much,
You got the mother and father, so you got to make sure that little Timmy lives through it so that you can shoot them in a year or two.
Well, no, I'm just killing
so little
the
Timmy can track him down and hunt for him in 10 years' time.
Of course. That's how major villains are born, you see.
That's right. You got to plan ahead and make sure you set it up.
Honestly, with me, I like to think of him as a hero.
You little Timmy.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were referring.
For you, it was the town. It was the biggest day of your life when Gideon Stewart came by. But for me, it was Tuesday.
Oh. All right, guys. Well, hopefully you enjoyed that. And we'll pick it up in 2 weeks.
Mm.
I'll post on the board and make sure everyone is able to.
No.
Fun and as always.
Stop.
Come on here.
Music in this podcast is provided by Kevin MacLeod. More of his excellent music can be found at incompetech.com. We have several ways that you can comment on our show. You can send email to steamsteelmurder@gmail.com. You can join our public forums at bluemagic.com/forums. That's bluemagic, BLUMAGIK.com. Leave us feedback on iTunes or visit obsidianportal.com and do a search for our title and find our campaign blog and more information about the show.
Hi, this is Ross Payton, one of the hosts of Role Playing Public Radio.
And I'm Tom Church, the other guy.
Yeah, we do a regularly updated podcast on RPGs. We do at least 2 episodes a month. We offer commentary, comedy, and actual play.
And occasional and inane stuff no one cares about, too.
Exactly. Our commentary, each episode focuses on a gaming topic, such as how to deal with large groups or horrible gamers, or how to make old games new and exciting again. Our comedy offers such stories as the Law and Orcdom, a fantasy D&D version of Law and Order, and our actual play does games such as Call of Cthulhu, the end of the world as we know it. So if you're interested in any of that, give us a try.
And if you're interested in inane stuff, give that a try too.
Yeah, Roleplaying Public Radio, slamdesign.com/RPPR.